Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chidatma Gocharam Ahankaram Aham Iha Asmi Sadhana Iti Prayunjanaha. Chidatma Gocharam Ahankaram, that which is the knowledge of Chidatma, that which is the knowledge of the self, that which is Yena Chakshumshi Pasyati, that which is not seen by the Chakshu, but that which sees the Chakshu, that which sees the eyes, Tadeva Brahmattam Vidhi Nedamitam Upaste, Yen Manasana Manute, Yena Hurmano Matam Tave Brahmattam Vidhi. So, that which does, but that which the mind does not see, but the that which the sees the mind, that is the Brahman. So that is what he says. Chidatma Gocharam Ahankaram, that which is the object of Chidatma, of the self, which is Ahankaram. That Ahankara Aham Iha Asmi Sadhane, one who sees that Ahankara to be bound, to be in the corner of the room, in this room, iti prayunjana, with this usage, laukikaha, whoever this laukika, this worldly person, shariradi abheda grahad atmanaha pradeshikatva vivanyate. He is not able to differentiate between the self and the body, and because of this, he sees his self to be bound, to be limited. Therefore, nabasaha iva ghata mani manika mallikadi upadi avacheda iti. Nabasaha iva, like the akasha, like the space, which is all pervading, that he says manika ghata, which is the space which is all pervading, which is embodied by ghata, by pot. Manika, manika means a small pot, small sized pot, matka, which they say small sized for drinking water, or this is what was in between used for the tea cups. So mallikadi, mallikadi means a short stout pot. So these are as a small lower half of the pot. Iti upadhi avacheda, iti, with these kind of embodiments, the space is also seen to be bound. Like that, he also yuktam utpashyama, this fellow also sees his self to be bound by the body, etc. Nacha ahankara pramanyaya dehadivadu atmapi pradeshika iti yuktam. Nacha ahankara pramanyaya, so I am experiencing, to just to prove that it is right, you cannot, that knowledge which you experience to be right, you cannot say the atma to be limited. You cannot prove the atma to be limited just because you say, because of the wrong knowledge, that I am this. Therefore, tada khalu ayam anu parimanova siyad deha parimanova. You cannot prove it. Why? If you want to prove it, then you have to say, this self which you say is bound in the body, what is the size of this self? Anu parimanova, is it the size of an atom, or deha parimanova, is it the size of the body? This you have to say. Anu parimanatve sthuloham dirghaiti cha nasyat. If you say the self is of the size of atom, then you cannot say I am fat, I am short, I am tall, because your self is small. It cannot have this experience, I, which is tall, long, short, etc. So, this atom-sized self cannot experience these kind of ideas. Deha parimanatve, then you have to recourse to this deha parimana. This body, the size of the atma is the size of the body. Then, okay. Deha parimanatve tu savayava. Savayavataya, Dehavadu Anityatta Prasanga. Fine. It's a good idea, but there is a confusion. Deha is savayava. Deha is a embodied, this body is a with limbs. Now, because the body is with limbs, your Atma, which is pervading this body, will also have to have limbs. If you lose one finger, I am not saying hand, leg, etc., one finger, you will lose your Atma. Because one part destroys it. The Atma is destroyed. Atma, one portion of Atma is destroyed. Atma becomes Anitya. So, kincha aspin pakshe avayava samudayo va chetayeta pratyekam va avayavaha. Then, again, you have to ask this. How does this Atma, okay, let us suppose I accept your viewpoint. Not just this, when the Atma travels from this ant body to elephant body, it should have to have this elasticity to cover the body. And it start to become small when it from the elephant body if it takes a human body, this Atma. There is a confusion. Okay, let us suppose I accept for argument's sake. Then you have to say, explain this. What? Aspin Pakshe, in this section, in this way, in this logic, Avayava Samudayo Vachete Pratyekam Va Avayavaha. You have to explain which is that which gives you the experience, the knowledge. The whole group of limbs or every limb. Will every limb have this Chaitanya or the whole group will have this Chaitanya, this knowledge. This knowledge embodiment, that knowledge principle which will have. Then, Pratyekam Ched. Chetanatva Pakshe Bahunam Chetananam Swatantranam Eka Vakyata Abhavad Aparyayam Virudha Dik Kriyataya Shariram Ummathyeta Akriyam Va Prasajyeta. If you accept it to be different in each limbs, each of this limb have this knowledge quotient in a different way. Right? Let us accept like that. Then what will happen? Each of this body part will have a knowledge principle which is different, which will think on its own, and therefore they will start to function in different ways. Or they will not function itself, because each side it is getting pulled, so there is no movement. One is trying to pull you left, the other is pulling you towards right, so there is no movement. You will be just stuck. So there will be no kriya possible. Both ways there is a problem. Therefore, prasabudayasya tu chaitanya yoge vrikna ekaspin avayave chidatmano avayav api avayavo vriknaha iti na chetayet. Then you have to accept that samudayasya, the group will make me, that the whole group will give that knowledge, has the knowledge principle, that has the sentiency. Then what will happen? If you lose one limb, then the Atma also loses its one limb. Since you said the group gives you that Chaitanya, that knowledge, now since you have lost one limb, one portion of the Atma is lost, the group is dismantled, at least it is broken, therefore that will not give you knowledge. So, Chetetna cha bahunam avayavanam avinabhava niyamo drishtaha ya eta eva avayavaha vishirnaha tada tadabhave na chetayet na cha bahunam avayavanam avibhava niyamaha drishtaha. But bahunam avayavanam, these many parts avinabhavaha, without this body, without this part, I will not be able to live. In this way, there is no connection. Therefore, ya eva avayavaha vishirnaha tada tada bhave na chetayet. because whichever avayava vishirna which gets destroyed tada tad abhave, because of that's absence, its absence na chetiyet na cha chetiyet, you cannot say this. Then vijnana alambanatve api aham pratyasya bhrantattvam tadavastham eva. If you depend upon the vijnana, then you say no, like this body is different. Even if I don't have parts, the body is controlled by my intellect. Like that, there is one center which is the intellect which controls this Atma. That is how we have to accept it. So he says, Vijnana alambanatvepi aham pratyasya bhrantattam tadastham eva. There is a confusion. You are confused. That is what will be established. Your intellect is what is controlling your self. Whereas the self controls everything. That is what is the Shruti. So, tasya sthira vastu nirbhasatvat asthiratvacha vijnanana. Because sthira vastu nirbhasatvat, that self sthira vastu nirbhasatvat is that which exists always. And vijnana is asthira, it doesn't exist always. Intellect does not exist always. You are confused, you are talking only of confusion. You are a confused person. Brahmatattva means you are an idiot. Why? Because you say the intellect is illumining the self. The self is ever present and this intellect is not present always. In the deep sleep you lose your intellect. And even while waking up you don't have intelligence. So you lose your intellect. So the power to think, that you cannot accept to be the controller of the self. And it is limited also. Therefore, etena stuloham andoham gachami ityadayo api adhyasataya vyakshyataha tad evam uktakramena aham pratyaye pratikushmandikrute bhagavati shutihi apratyuham kartrutva bhoktrutva sukadukha shokadi atmatvam aham anubhava prasanjitam atmano nishedhum arhatiti. So he says, therefore tasya yetena, therefore with this, up to this, whatever logic we saw through this, stuloham I am fat, andoham I am blind, aham gachami I am going, these kind of experiences which is of the body, sense organs, etc. ityadaya api adhyasataya vyakshyataha, they are all explained as adhyasa. The idea that I am blind, sense organ you understand to be I, that is adhyasa. Stuloham, the body you understand to be I, that is adhyasa. The movement of the body you understand it to be I, that is adhyasa. The thinking of the mind which you understand to be I is adhyasa. So all these are referred or explained as adhyasa. Tadevam uktakramena aham pratyaye pratikushmandi krite. In this way, when you pratikushmandi krite means when you dismiss it totally in this way with this logic, aham pratyaye, this idea of I in all these bodies, bhagavati shuti apratyuham, the bhagavati shuti without any difference, without any change, kartrutva bhoktrutva sukha dukha shokadi atmatvam aham anubhava prasanjitam atmano nishedhum arhati iti. Without any doubt it is saying, without any doubt the shuti is very clearly saying this. What? This kartrutva, the doership, bhoktrutva, the experienceship, sukha, the experience of bliss, dukha, the experience of sorrow, pain, Shoka, the experience of sorrow. Adi Atmatvam, all this which you see as I and experience of the I, Anubhava Prasanjitam. So, which you see as the experience of the I, self of the self, Atmano Nishedhmarati, that can be negated as Atma. Not Atma, as not Atma, that can be negated as not this, not this. This is very clearly said by the Shruti. Tadevam sarva pravadi shuti smriti itihasa purana prathita mithya bhavasya aham pratyasya swarupa nimitta falaihi upavyakshanam anyonyasmin ityadi. Tadevam, therefore this whatever we discussed, that evam sarva pravadi shuti smriti, whoever the discusser, whoever the person who is going to discuss this, whatever logic they are going to use, shruti smriti smriti itihasa purana pratitam, whatever is explained the shruti, whatever is explained the smriti, whatever is explained in the itihasa and purana, the whatever is famous pratitam, that famous mithya pratita mithya bhavasya, which is explained there, which is famous there, that kind of mithya bhavasya, that mithya mithyatva aham pratyasya, which is experienced as I, that mithya bhava, that mithya experience, which is experienced as I, the body, sense organs, etc., swarupa nimitta falaihi upavyakhyanam. Swarupa nimitta falaihi, this is all because of the swarupa nimitta falaihi, this is all because of the I, this is all because of the self, Atma. This idea of I in all this is because of I exist. Basically, I should exist to experience I in all this. So this is what is explained by Bhagavan Bhashyakara in this Anyonyasmin Ityadi, from this Samadhana Bhashya. How? Anyonyasmin Bhashya. So we have to say tathapi, he said tathapi iti, therefore yadyapi, you have to understand, he said previously, therefore you have to add tathapi here. Tathapi itya iti abhisandhat shankayam yadyapi iti, there he said in the 6th page in the introduction, Bhamati, introduction to Ishmadasmava, there he said, therefore you have to understand here also as tathapi, it is there tapi, it's not tapi, it's tathapi, the bhashya it is misspelt tapi, there you have to change it as tathapi, tathapi anyonaspin yadyapi, whatever you said this akshepa, even though it is like this, he says tathapi anyonyasmin anyonyatvakatam anyonya dharmascha adhyasya itraetra avivekena atyanta viviktayor dharma dharminor mithya jnana nimittaha satya anrute mithini krutya ahamidam mamedam iti naisargikoyam lokavyavaharaha. Very clearly he has put tathapi, though you said it may not be existing, this kind of adhyasa is not possible, though you said, you have proven, you thought you have proven, tathapi, even though it is like this, tathapi anyonyasmin anyonyatmakatam, anyonyasmin anyonyatmakatam, in one the idea of another, in one object the idea of another object, anyonya dharmanscha, or in one object the attributes of another object is superimposed, both. He is talking about the adhyasa of vishayi and the adhyasa of vishaya, the superimposition of the dharmi itself, the object itself, or the attributes of that object. Therefore in this way dharmansa adhyasya. In this way you superimpose because of the superimposition. Itare itara avivekena atyanta vyuktatiyo. How, why does this superimposition happen? Why do you superimpose like this? Atyanta vyuktatiyo. Though both of them are different totally, itra itra avivekena, without the knowledge, discriminative power of differentiating both, clearly, dharma dharminoho, both the dharma and the dharmi, mithya jnana nimitta. Because of that wrong knowledge, not able to discriminate between the dharma and dharmi, because of that wrong knowledge, because of that wrong conclusion, satyanrute mithini krutya, combining both the truth, satya, and the anruta, the falsehood, you combine, you mix it up, and because of this mixing, you have this experience, aham idam, I am this, mama idam, this is mine, iti, this kind of experience happens. You are not able to differentiate, therefore this experience happens. Fine. When did it start? Naisargikoyam lokavyavaharaha. This is a very natural vyavahara. Don't worry about this. This is very natural. This is what everyone who experiences in this world, they experience only like this. So there is no problem with this. The problem is this is how the lokavyavahara is happening. Naisargikoyam, it is natural in the loka vyavahara. That is what he says. So, okay. Mamaidam. So, because of that, we do all this kind of, because of this adhyasa, we do all this kind of vyavahara in this world. Okay. So, he says, Tananyonyasmanityadi. अत्र च अन्योन्यस्मिन् धर्मिणि आत्मशरीरादौ अन्योन्यात्मकताम् अध्यस्य अहमिदं शरीरादि इति इदमिति च वस्तुतो न प्रतीतिः प्रतीतः अत्र च अन्योन्यस्मिन् धर्मिणि इन् दिस् इन् दि धर्मी इन् अनदर् धर्मी इन् दि अनदर् ऑब्जेक्ट आत्मशरीरादौ लाइक व्हाट लाइक दि बॉडी एक्सेट्रा अन्योन्यात्मकताम् अध्यस्य यू सुपर इम्पोज समथिंग एल्स एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दिस सुपर इम्पोशन अहम इदम शरीरादि इति आई हैव दिस नॉलेज दैट आई एम दिस बॉडी एक्सेट्रा दिस आत्मा दिस सेल्फ यू सुपर इम्पोज ऑन दिस बॉडी एक्सेट्रा बिकॉज आत्मा इज डिफरेंट एंड इवन दि ओपोनेंट एक्सेप्ट आत्मा टू बी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दि बॉडी एक्सेट्रा So, this Atma is superimposed on this body, etc. as I. And therefore, this Vivahara. Idam iti cha vastuto na pratititaha. Here, idam, this is objectified. It is not the knowledge. This is the objectification, not the knowledge. Loka Vivahara, Lokanam Vivahara. Such a I am aham iti vipadeshah. Loka vyavaharam is the worldly transaction. The worldly people, whatever they are transacting. Meaning, I am aham iti. This is me. In this way, whatever the worldly people transact, that is what is this loka vyavahara. Iti shabda suchitascha, shariradi anukulam pratikulam cha prayod pramejatam pramanena pramaya tadu upadana parivarjanadihi. Iti shabda suchitascha. To, with this word iti, Bhagavan Vashikara says, shariradi anukulam pratikulam cha. That which is comfortable to the body or that which is not comfortable, that which is discomfortable to the body, shariradi body etc. Shariradi anukulam pratikulam cha. Prameya jatam. That which is the object. Pramanena pramaya. Through the right means of right knowledge, you gain the knowledge, understand, tad upadana parivarchanadihi. You give up the upadana, the embodiment, etc. Anyonya dharmascha, अद्यस्य अन्योन्यस्मिन् धर्मिणि देहादि धर्मान् जन्म मरण जरा व्याध्यादीना व्याध्यादीन आत्मनि धर्मिणि अद्यस्त देहात्म भावे समारोप्य तथा चैतन्यादीन आत्मनि धर्मिणि अद्यस्त देहात्म भावे समारोप्य तथा चैतन्यादीन आत्मधर्मान् देहादौ अध्यस्त आत्म भावे समारोप्य ममैदं जरा मरण पुत्र पशुत्वाम् पशुस्वाम्यादीति पशुस्वाम्यादिति व्यवहारः व्यपदेशः इति शब्द सूचितश्च तदनुरूपः प्रवृत्त्यादिः. सो ही सेज दि डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ सुपर इंपोशन विच हैपेंस. अन्योन्य धर्मांश अध्यस्य अन्योस्मिन् धर्मिणि. दि अदर एट्रिब्यूट्स आर सुपर इंपोस्ड ऑन दिस. एट्रिब्यूट्स ऑफ अदर ऑब्जेक्ट इज सुपर इंपोस्ड ऑन दिस ऑब्जेक्ट. धर्मिणि देहादि धर्मान् लाइक दि attributes of the body janma mara jarana jara vyadhyadin. Like what is the attributes of the body? Like the birth, old age, disease, etc., death, disease, death, etc. All this atmani dharmini adhyasta dehatma bhave samaropya. This fellow superimposes on the atma. The attributes of the body he superimposes on the atma and thinks that this body, this atma will die. And tatha chaitanyadin atmani dharmini, atmani dharmini adhyasta dehatma bhave samaropya. And the attribute of the atma, which is chaitanya, which is a knowledge principle, this sentiency, that he sees in the body, superimposed in the body. Tatha chaitanyadin atmadharman dehadau adhyastha atmabhave samarupya. Chaitanyadin atmadharman, chaitanyadin atmani dharmini adhyastha dehatmabhave. So in the chaitanya atmadharmini, dharmini, in the dharmi chaitanya atma, he superimposed the idea of the body, etc. And in the chaitanya, he superimposed the idea of the దేహాదౌ అధ్యస్త చైతన్య హి సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్ ఆన్ ది బాడీ సమారూప్య మమ ఇదం జరా మరణ పుత్ర పశు స్వామ్యాది ఇది. హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది ఐడియా ఐఎమ్ మమ ఇదం ఇట్ ఇస్ మైన్. వాట్ ఇస్ మైన్? దిస్ సన్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆర్ మైన్ పశు జరా మరణ దిస్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ जरा दी ओल्ड एज मरण डेथ देन पुत्र सन पशु स्वामी पशुस्वाम्यादि मीन्स द मास्टरी ऑफ दि आई एम दि मास्टर ऑफ ऑल दिस पशु एक्सेट्रा ओनर ऑफ दिस पशु एक्सेट्रा इति व्यवहार व्यपदेश इन दिस वे दि वर्ल्डली ट्रांसैक्शन और दि वे ही describes iti shabda suchitascha suchitancha tad anurupah pravrityadihi. With iti, this is way, this is the way he does the vyavahara in the world. So that is very clearly put. Atracha, here we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.